Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avim Arunim and Rasi Sheyichyu. The schus Reb Shmuel Ben Yamin Mitishna Rachaleya. The schus Rabbi Eitan Feldman. The schus Reb Aaron Yisrael Ben Ramoshe Mordechai. The schus Reb Yosef Ezra Ben Esther. The schus Reb Daniel Yisrael Ben Aviv Elisheva. Bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem, l'refuas Tzvi ben Edel, and l'refuas Moshe ben Malka, Tzvi ben Yitl, not Edel, Yitl, and Moshe ben Malka, and they should both have a refuas shlema b'soch sha'ar chole Yisrael karov. We're going to be discussing the Din of Niske Mimono, and we are going to be going in the path of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Agon Rosh HaYeshiva, Rebel Povarsky Shlita, who's one of the Zikne Rosh HaYeshivas of our door, one of my favorites, if not my favorite. And it's always a schus to learn his Torah, it's a schus to learn Bava Kama, and it's a schus to learn. So let's go for it. We're going to be discussing the Din of Niske Mimono. The Mishnah says, Arba Avos Nizikin, there are four primary categories of damages. Hashor V'abor V'amave V'hever, Lo Are Hashor Kahare Amave, etc. Hatzad HaShavah Shebehem Shedarkam Leilechu Lahazik Ushmirasam Alecha. The Mishnah shows how each of the Arba Avos Nizikin is necessary to be taught. One cannot be derived from the other. The Gemara, page 3b, has an argument. Rav says, Mavez Adam. And when it says, sure, in the Mishnah, it means kol mili d'shor, shein v'regel, and karen. So shor includes all types of shor, and mavez adam. Shmuel argues, he says mavez shein. But according to Rav, mavez adam. Now according to Rav, that mavez adam we have to understand. It says in our Mishnah, Lo Are Shor Kahare Amave. Shor isn't like Mave. You need to teach both Shor and Mave. That's a Wunder Lechazach. That's a wonder. V'chiyale Aladas. Can it possibly be that an Adam Hamazik will be Pater and a Shor Hamazik will be Chayev? In other words, you're Chayev al Niske Gufo, al Niske Mimono. But you're not Chayev al Niske Gufo? And you're Cholot Kazed Aval? So what's pshat in the Mishnah? That you need a special limud to tell you that Adam HaMazik is Chayev. Even though you know that Shor HaMazik is Chayev, you need a special limud Adam HaMazik is Chayev. If you're a Mammon that's Mazik is Chayev, so then if the person is Mazik, he's certainly Chayev. So what's going on over here? So it's Pashit, and we already said this teretz in a different shir. Recently, this has been the topic of discussion in our recent Chiyurim, B'siyata D'Shemaya. So grateful to the Rabbanu Shel Olam that we're able to learn this Torah. That Kol Anyanei Bava Kama is only after the Torah tells us that it didn't mazik ba'adam. Once you know there's a din mazik ba'adam, then you can go weiter and talk about other mazik, and you can talk about niske mimono, when his property does damage, when his shor does damage. However, when the Mishnah says that an adam mazik is chayiv, and we need that as a chiddush, it's telling us a person who's mazik shelo b'chavona, a person who's mazik accidentally, a person who's mazik accidentally, still has to pay. normally b'chol haTorah kula, if you're not miskaven, you're not chayiv, and the mice is not misyaches to you, doesn't relate to you to be mechayiv you. Aval b'dinei nezikim misraba, we have a ribui by dinei nezek she'adam shmiras gufo alav, that a person has to watch his body, and therefore even accidental nezakim a person is responsible for. The Mishnah Vayter says that the Gemara Vayter says that the Mishnah is talking about an Adam Yashen. And an Eden Adam Yashen has to guard himself from doing damage. So we have a Chiddush that just like there's a din of Shmiras on Alecha by Niske Memono, there's also a din of Shmira on Niske Gufo. Al zeh odeh my Rav, and this Rav said, "Ma v'zeh adam, ma v'zeh adam." In other words, even an adam a yashin, u'bechlal avas nezikin sheshmiras on olav. A person has to guard himself. And therefore we have to understand the Meiri on the Mishnah, who writes that the Tana writes a Lashon of Nezikin and not Mazikin, right? Arba Avos Mazikin. Talking about four people who damage, four categories of damagers. So call them Mazikim. So he says it writes Nezikin because Mazikin is Mashma Kavanaso Lahazik. Writes the Meiri, Ve'elu ain't bam shekavanasim lahazik ela keren va'adam adasa omer mavzeh adam. So the Meiri says in our Mishnah they're not all kavana lahazik. The only kavana lahaziks you have is ax goring and an adam if you hold mavzeh adam. That's what the Meiri says. But the Meiri is dachshver. It's hard to understand the Meiri. Because according to Rav, the whole din of Mavev, the Mishnah, is Ba'adam HaYashin. Shehizik Shalob HaChavana. So we already had a shir on Ones. Is it Ones Gam or not Ones Gam? We saw Mechelkes Rishonim. But HaKopani, when a person sleeps, and he knows that, like the Yerushalmi says, he knows that they're Kalim next to him, and he goes to sleep, and he's going to likely knock them over. He's responsible. So how can the Meiri say that Ladas Omer Mavizel Adam, it's Kavana Lahazik? We see it's not Kavana Lahazik. Later on it says Omer Shmuel Mavizel Shein. Mav is the Av Malach of Shein. The of Malacha. The of Mazik of Shane. A friend named Shane. And Rabbi Yehuda says, according to Shmuel, that Shor is Karen, Mave is Shane, and Regel Shire. And Regel he left out. Frek Rava, why does he leave Regel out? So Rabbi doesn't like that. Rabbi says, according to Shmuel, that sure is Regel, Mavis Shane, and Karen he leaves out. Why does he leave out Karen? Because his Mishnah is only talking about Muadim Mitchilasam, those that are Muad from the get-go, and his Karen isn't. He needs to go three times. And it says in the Sefer, Kishahizik Chava Mazik Lasuye Karen. Kishahizik Chava Mazik is coming to include even Karen. And even Karen is Chayiv. Even Horn. The Yerushalmi learns like this. Shor is Karen. That's Horn Goring. Mave is Shane and Regel. So it encompasses the two. Shor is Karen. And Mave is the Mazik of Shane. And the Mazik of Regel. trampling with your feet and eating. That's mave. Later on in the Yerushalmi, Rav Chagai asks, Hayach tanin and ar bavas nezikin, im hakol amar b'shor echad, nisni shlosha. Wait a second. Let's start with ar bavas nezikin. If we're going to talk just about the shor, then there are three. What are the three? Karen, Shein, and Regel. And if we're talking about all the mazikim together, then there are really five. Why are there five? Because Shor is Karen, Mav is Shein and Regel, that's three, and then you have Bor and Hever, four or five. So how can the Mishnah say there are four Ovis Nezikin when they're either going to be three if you're just in the world of Shor, or they're going to be five, all told? So answers the Yerushalmi, explains the Pnei Moshe, that the Tanna writes like the Torah says. And in the Torah it says, Karen in the Shor, in an independent Pasuk, and Shein in Regel in a separate Pasuk. So therefore the Mishnah writes it out like the Torah. Karen of Shor in one Pasuk, and therefore that's one of Mazik in the Mishnah. And Shein and Regel in another Pasuk, that's another of Mazik. But Sarach Iyun Kasha. Since the Mishnah, the Torah writes Shor in one Pasuk and Shein and Regel in another Pasuk, so to the Mishnah. Shor is Karen, and then Shein and Regel is Mavet. So the Mishnah just reflected back what the Torah writes. The Torah writes Karen in one Pasuk, Shein and Regel in another. So to the Mishnah, one of Mazik is Karen and the other is Shein and Regel. We have to understand. Because self, there are three avos. So why does it matter that they were written in different psukim? The end of the day, how can you count it as two? There are three. So either make it five if you all told, or three. So they're written in the same pasuk. Beseder, they're written in the same pasuk. But we're enumerating how many avos in the zikin there are. So we could answer Bipshuto that the Tana was Mechalik the Avos Lefi Chiluk Hilchoseim, and Shein and Regel have the same halachas. There are no Chiluk Eidina between Shein and Regel, and therefore they're put together. First of all, Lashon of the Yerushalmi isn't like that, so that's not a good teretz. And also Rashi holds Tzroros is only Beregel. Rashi at Chesam at Beis Bedina Tila Glalam Hanasa Tosi Zainam and Beis. So Tzroas has a different din than Shein. So don't tell me Shein and Regel have the same din. Also, it's not the Lashon of the Yerushalmi, so really Teretz doesn't start. So we want to understand, why is it that we only enumerate Shor as two avos? It's three or it's five altogether? Vinira says Marenu Hagon Reberel Shlita HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just give him Arichos Yamin. Such a beautiful man. The Achronim already discuss Rabbi Sezalman, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Kohen Shkop, many, many others. That's the classical yeshivisha discussion. What's pshat? Be'ikar chiyuv mamon avor niske mamono. Is pshat that a person's chayav al niske mamono k'shem shechayav al niske gufo? It's like arvus, it's like you're responsible. You have achrayas gam on this kemimono. And not that it says in the Torah v'lo yishmerenu and im shamar koray pater. So this chiyuv achrayas is only when you weren't shomer al mimona, then you're responsible. But if you were shomer, then you're not shaykh to their hezek. And a person isn't shaykh to nizke mimona that he has no shaykhs to. A person isn't judged for the damage of his money that he doesn't have shaykhs to. But really, the gather is that he's chayv on nizke mimona just like he's chayv on nizke gufo. And as all the achronim know, there are many achronim. That's mashma the lashon Rambam. First parak of Hilchos Niske Mamon, first halacha, kol nefesh chaya, etc. Shezika, habaylim chayavim l'shalim shar mamonim hizik. It's mashma that the chiyuv is mamon shehizik. Or the other tzad is that idei din shmirasim alecha shenamar b'Torah. When you weren't shomer koroy, you have to pay. That's the problem. Problem is you weren't shomer koroy. It's either it's al chiyuv mamon, just like chiyuv aguf. Or it's Shalosh Shomer Karoi. When he's Poshe, he's Mischaev. So we can add that Bipshuto, we have to understand, how is it possible that a person should be Schaiv Mammon al Pshiyasa Shadez Nigrama Nezek? He was Poshe and therefore Nezek was caused. Even when he's Garim Hezek Biyadayim, he's Pater. Gorim Nezekin is Pater, Velo Gorim Pshiyasa Mashiyas Mammon, Gorim Biyadayim. If you're Garim Biyadayim, you're Pater. So certainly if you're Garim that you didn't guard Karoy, you're Pater. So Mechi Tesi. Everyone just says this chakira. Okay, but Medar Freshtan, you have to also understand. What does it mean? Person's chayav because he wasn't shomer. No, it's grama. Why would you be chayav on grama? You could go 100 years and not even ask this question. It's a pashut question. So we have to explain that the din of Shmaras and Alecha is not a din iser belvat, a din iser mazik. The pasuk is telling us, v'lo yishmerenu is a chi of shmir, it's a chi of mamoni, it's a monetary obligation. He's chayav for those who are damaged, to make sure that his axe doesn't harm. So writes Reb Aryeh Leib Malin in his Chedushim. Shenisraba mikra develo yishmerenu choyvas shmiro. Develo yishmerenu is an obligation to guard, and this is a monetary obligation. That you have a monetary obligation to make sure that your axe doesn't gore. It's a direct obligation. So let's say you're a shomer. If you're a shomer and your pshi is mechayev you, the parsha is shomrim. So we have the same concept here. That here your pshi is mechayev you. It's not just a grama. You have a direct obligation to guard, and if you don't guard, it's going to cost you money. You have a monetary obligation. Your money is hanging on this obligation. You have to guard your animal. You have to guard your mammon. Just like you have to guard the object, and if you're a shomer and you're poshe in the object, you have to pay. In the Chidushe Ramah, at the beginning of Bava Basra, he writes that somebody who's mechuy of Ligdor, to make a wall, to make a fence, and he doesn't do so, he's chayav al nezikin. He's a chiv shmira. So this is stage one of our journey. And you'll trust me, sweet friends, that we have a lot more to talk about. And I just ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he give us life and health and happiness and the financial means and everything else we need. so that we can be lomo lulamed lishmor b'lasa l'kaim is called divrei selma torah sebihava. So please stay tuned for more amazing Torah, and hopefully we will see more in the flows mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.